Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
Welcome back. That's the Hooters bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We got good friend Pete Sepp on the show. Folks, Pete's Vice President of Communication for National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization that I've been encouraging you to learn about, benefit from, and support with whatever you can afford, because they need your help. They're up there working hard on the Hill with the administration, trying to make sure that you're not hurt any more than possible. Pete, I'm sure that you and your coalition were ones who prevented the horror from happening with the payroll tax extension, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys for doing that. What are some things in 2012 that we need to be looking for?
Well, we definitely need to be on the lookout for attempts to undermine this so-called automatic sequester mechanism. Sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Basically, when the Congressional Super Committee that was charged with finding about $1 trillion...
The 12.
Some change, over 10 years, when that Super Committee failed in its mission, what happened was an automatic spending reduction mechanism kicked in. Beginning in the year 2013, Congress will be under what's called a sequester. $1.2 trillion worth of spending will be reduced over the next 10 years after 2013. Well, members of Congress are saying, that's too much, we can't do that, never mind
isn't,
the fact...
Isn't that isn't that a mechanism for getting to a balanced budget?
Yes, it is. Well, and of course, the mechanism can help us get to a balanced budget,
right.
But believe it or not, $1.2 trillion over 10 years won't actually get us close
$1.2 trillion over 10 years?
Yeah. We are going to spend more than 20 times that amount
right.
over that period
I thought
of
you
time.
Were saying that much over a year. We almost need that much a year, don't we?
Close to it, yes,
yeah.
Because the current budget deficit is running a little over $1 trillion annually.
A year.
It might go down a little bit if our economy grows, but, of course, that's a chicken and egg thing. The economy's not growing in a certain degree because of the way government's behaving.
How far away are we from being Greece?
Not very far.
That's not hyperbole either, is it? I mean, that's
no.
Folks. What we're talking about here. This is really. We're not being hyperbolic here. We're not being fast and loose with our references here. America is headed toward Greece. Not next year. Maybe not in 5 years, but in 10 years, maybe so.
Oh, definitely. Because okay. Jim, I'm used to the rhetoric of politics here, trying to get people motivated and warning them about things coming down the road. This is no longer about rhetoric. This is about reality. We crossed the fiscal equivalent of the Rubicon last year by having a national debt, accumulated deficits over time, that is now exceeding the equivalent of our GDP annually.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. When you do that, no matter what nation you are, big or small, you're on a watch list.
Well, think about this. Think about this.
And everybody else.
Well, here's a way to think about this. You've got, any business, Pete, knows that when your debt is on par with your revenue, you got a problem. And the only way especially when most or all of that debt is current debt.
Yeah.
In fact, you're not credit worthy. If it's current debt, if your debt is current debt, which that's what we're talking about basically, is current debt for the United States. In that case, you're not credit worthy, are you? And consequently,
no.
We had our credit rating downgraded. That's the reason they did that.
Exactly. And U.S. Treasury can make excuses about it. They can say it's an aberration. Trouble is, it won't be going down the line. This is as good as our situation gets. It's going downhill from here on out unless Congress does something to bring the spending and the borrowing under control. We have not seen that yet, even from the Republican-led House. Yes, there's a trend toward it, but we have not seen the bottom-line results that are going to get us out of this mess.
We are literally at this moment at the tipping point, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. We are seeing the legislative product of Congress through our bill tally system getting better. The ratio of bills introduced to boost spending versus cut spending has gotten better. It's now 5 increase bills for every cut bill, but it used to be 30-1.
Wow.
But it's still on the wrong side of the ratio.
It needs to be 5 cuts to 1 spend.
Yes.
That's exactly. That's what it's going to take to turn the tipping point back the other way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to have
to tip
be
this
aggressive.
Thing in the other direction.
Exactly.
And there's going to have to be some pain, isn't there? I mean, we're all going to have to. Everybody's going to have to. But here's the other thing, Pete, and you mentioned it a minute ago. The pain can be lessened by growing our economy, which is what we do that by getting out of the way of entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. In fact, we cannot get out of this situation alone with a so-called austerity budget.
Right.
We have to have a growing
economy. That's what Greece is doing because they don't have an economy. We've got an economy. We've got entrepreneurial DNA. We can do it in America. NTU.org, folks, National Taxpayers Union. Pete Sepp, thanks for the good work you're doing. Keep up the work and keep us posted.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, NTU.org. Please check that out. Support that organization. They're good. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.